This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting jazz musicians with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. Arlen Asher had given up the idea of being a career musician, and in 1958 was about to accept a job as a TV weatherman in Sioux City, Iowa. But at the same time, he got an offer to come to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to take a director-producer's job at the local educational TV station. He and his wife moved from Midwest to Southwest for that job, and the New Mexico jazz scene turned out to be the beneficiary because Arlen soon left his broadcasting career behind and became a music instructor and performer, teaching, he estimates, a couple thousand youngsters over 40-plus years, and playing many instruments, clarinet, saxes, and flutes in many ensembles. Arlen Asher grew up on a farm in Missouri and says, yes, he was one of those kids who walked miles through the snow to a one-room schoolhouse for his elementary education. It was, to put it simply, a different time. He talked with David House.
So where did the musical influences come from?
Well, it came when we got electricity. I know this has got to sound strange to a lot of people, right? But we got electricity, I think it was 1937 or 38. And with that, of course, came a dependable radio. There were two radio stations up in Iowa, up north. At WSUI, the one in Iowa City, they had a program called Rhythm Rambles, which was at 12 noon, Monday through Friday. And so I was about 5 minutes running time from my one-room school. I ran home during the noon hour and caught this 30-minute show, then went back to school. Of course, that's where I heard Benny Goodman for the first time, who was, my first influence. And the other man, of course, was Duke Ellington.
What did your parents think about that?
Well, my mother wanted me to be a concert pianist. I finally persuaded her to buy a metal clarinet. This was 1940, which she got down at the corner drugstore. That's the only music store in town at the time. At least she bought the clarinet and said, yeah, let's see what happens.
So at that point you were playing jazz?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, in high school we had a trio based on the Goodman Trio, and we kept it going for 3 years.
Then it was off to college, marriage, the Korean War, and training to enter broadcasting, which led to that Albuquerque TV job offer. But music kept calling Arlen Asher as a young man, and he left broadcasting in the early 1960s. He joined a local Dixieland outfit and formed his own quintet and played around a then much smaller Albuquerque, New Mexico.
There weren't very many people in town, of course, it was a very small town at that time, and there weren't that many musicians, although there were some very, very good musicians, but not very many of them. So we played most of the available gigs.
And then you did start becoming a music teacher.
Yeah. I was working in a music store, selling instruments, and I got to thinking, why don't I start teaching kids what little bit I know, and in the process I'll learn some more myself.
So tell me more about learning from the students.
When I first started, there were some high school kids who knew more than I did, frankly. And I really appreciate, I was kind of embarrassed, of course. But they were very kind to me. And they would play, and then I'd sort of absorb these things, and I would read everything I get my hands on, of course, and go to clinics myself and try to learn things. And so I felt a little bit awkward about this entire thing, but I felt that I might not do them any damage. I might actually do them some good. And I think over the 41-year history of it, the teaching, I hope I've done more good than harm.
You brought your axe with you.
Brought the alto today. One of the guys who really inspired me back in 1939, 1940, was Johnny Hodges. He got me good. I've never heard anybody play ballads like Johnny Hodges. There is a song called A Flower is a Lovesome Thing.
Thank you.
he used to have this scoop up to a note. He would start maybe a half a note below the pitch and bring it up. There's no way I can duplicate it, but I might give it a try.
Okay. That's some emotion right there.
Thank you.
I know that you brought some music in.
Mm-hmm. More recently, I produced an album called Another Spring. There's an arrangement of It Might As Well Be Spring. The arrangement was done by Bert Dalton. You usually hear It Might As Well Be Spring as a ballad, a kind of a tender love song type thing. So I asked if he would write it as a samba, which he did, and he wrote a section for alto flute and piano, and I'm playing alto flute for the entire length of the tune on this one.
Arlen Asher was interviewed by David House, and to hear much more from our interview session with him, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. Our series is engineered by Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.